As the nurses travelled in convoy to Bayeux from the shattered beaches at Achomange in northern France, people from the towns and villages devastated by German bombing cheered Margaret Dickinson and her colleagues through the streets. After a rough sea crossing, Mrs. Dickinson and fellow nurses had clambered down scramble nets into landing craft to discover that the fighting of June 1944 was still raging outside Caen to the point where the ground was shaking. For Margaret, it was a baptism of fire, treating the wounded and the dying as the Luftwaffe bombers flew overhead on raids which would devastate her hometown of Hull. Mrs. Dickinson, who was 22 when she arrived in Normandy, remembers basic conditions and new shipments of injured men arriving from the front lines on a daily basis at the field hospital. Her training in Hull, where she had helped treat some of the 3,000 injured civilians, had stood her in good stead for what she would see in France when she served as a sister with the Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service. "I wasn't frightened because I had seen it before. It was terrible seeing all those young men injured, but we had a job to do and we did it," she said. There was no time to feel worried because that time could be spent redressing wounds and trying to make the soldiers feel comfortable, said Mrs. Dickinson. As the war moved away from the beaches of Normandy, so did the hospitals used for treating injured soldiers, and Mrs. Dickinson went with them, seeing at first hand the devastation left behind by the war in newly liberated France. One of her patients was a young German prisoner of war who she nursed from serious illness to health. "He was only 18 and I was absolutely determined that he'd get well, and he did. One day he looked up at me and said, 'I want you to have this,' and he gave me his mother's medal. He said to me, 'Your bombs killed my mother, but you have got me better, and I am grateful and thankful and would be so pleased if you took this.' It was a moment that I will never forget. Our countries were at war, but here was an act of kindness." Bearing the German swastika and Hitler's signature, the medal had been given to the German soldier's mother for her services to the Reich, and he had carried it as a good luck charm before passing it to Mrs. Dickinson as a reminder of how kindness can transcend war. "I often wondered what had happened to this young man who was only about 23. I think about him a lot," said Mrs. Dickinson. "When people talk about D-Day, they usually talk about the men who fought on the beaches, but of course there were women there too. At the Normandy veterans' meetings, I'm the only female veteran, and I often wonder where the others are. For me, being around people who know what we went through is very important." Mrs. Dickinson was a lively member of the Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association and was particularly close to fellow member and veteran George Gallagher, who served with the Royal Engineers and landed on Juno Beach in Normandy a few days after D-Day. The pair lived just a few houses away from each other in Cromer. Jack Woods of the association said, "Oh, it's a sad day for us as we say goodbye to another member. Margaret was a remarkable woman and one of the last female Normandy veterans. When we return to France next year, she will feel very close to our hearts. We remember everyone who played their part in the Normandy campaign, and Margaret's role was absolutely vital. She seemed fearless. We will miss her." Mrs. Dickinson kept her Legion d'honneur next to that medal given to her by a grateful young German. She died peacefully at home, a life well lived.